Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Thursday morning, a very cold Thursday morning in Manhattan. And it is our first opportunity here in 2022 to hear from guests from the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility. We'll also hear from General Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council a little later on this morning as well. Let's go ahead and welcome in our guests, though, from NBAF and Dr. Ken Burton, who has a new title, which we'll talk about here in a moment. Good morning, Dr. Burton.
Good morning, Brandon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Katie Pulaski, NBAF Communications Director, is also on the phone with us here. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. I hope your year is off to a good start so far.
Yeah, so far, not too bad. And our special guest here from NBAF is going to be Dr. Roxanne Matroni, and she is the ARS National Program Leader for Animal Health. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, and it's always good to get these updates. I think I missed last month. I was trying to think back. The last NBAF update was December 2nd. That was the day that we got the new president announced at Kansas State University, so I appreciate Nick filling in on that show. But since that time, Dr. Burton, I understand you have a new title, NBAF Deputy Director. How does this change your responsibilities?
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. My areas of focus have shifted a bit since moving into the deputy director's position last month. Now I'm currently working closely with our biorisk management team, our animal resource unit, and our facilities teams, and have moved from APHIS to ARS. So I'm really fortunate to have had the opportunity to actually work for both APHIS and ARS at NBAF. Previously, I was primarily focused in support of the Safety, Health, Environmental Management Team, Training and Document Control, and Lab Support Services Team. So I know that you and the radio audience have had a chance to meet the leads from all of the teams from both agencies over the last year or so. So you all know really what great people we have and the expertise that they bring to leading their unit. So I'm continuing to work with some really great people. Patrick Moylan, who I think everybody's met previously on one of these programs, our APHIS operations director, has taken on a lot of my responsibilities in my previous position and now is the APHIS lead here in Manhattan. So I'm working to support Dr. Clavijo's efforts and vision of One NBAF. We continue to really emphasize the importance of blending our teams between both of the USDA agencies that own and operate NBAF once we take on or finish substantial completion. And, you know, teamwork and developing NBAF as a high reliability organization are priorities for both short term for me as we move into the facility and then long term as we become operational. And the other part that we're really moving into that phase and focusing on, and I'll talk a little bit more about it later, is we continue to work really closely with the scientists at Plum Island and setting up visits in the near future for them to come to Manhattan and see the spaces that they'll work in when they transfer to NBAF. So I'll also I'm fortunate to still have the opportunity to continue to support our comms team with their outreach efforts as much as I can, because I really enjoy sharing information about NBAF's mission and our progress. So lots of really exciting things going on for 2022 for NBAF, and we're really looking forward to the challenges that come with it. So, thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, it's a big year for NBAF here as we move even further down the road here with finishing up all the little things here to get commissioning underway. And Dr. Matroni, let's talk with you a bit here. Tell us what you do and what is your connection to NBAF.
Thanks, Brandon. So, in my current position, I serve as the National Program Leader for Animal Health for USDA Agricultural Research Service. So I think many of you are familiar, but ARS is the research arm of USDA, and our mission is to deliver research solutions to important agricultural problems. So my job is housed in the Office of National Programs, and I live in Maryland. But my job is to set the strategic direction of the research and then make sure that we are meeting the stakeholders' needs. So the livestock industry, with Congress, making sure that our research has impact. I co-lead the animal health program with Dr. Cyril Gay, who's been with NBAF since it was first conceptualized. He oversees the strategic direction of the NBAF research, and I'm leading the transition of the science program from Plum Island to Manhattan, and also developing our partnerships and workforce development programs.
Okay. And how many years have you been working with NBAF Associated Projects, and what are your thoughts about where the facility stands now, being nearly completed?
Yeah, so I've been really fortunate that I've been working with NBAF projects for about 8 years now. Previously, I was at the Department of Homeland Security, so I got to work with the science programs there. And then when I transitioned to my role at USDA, I also picked up some NBAF responsibilities. I think what's really great about working at both DHS and USDA is that there are many of us who have been with NBAF since it was first conceived close to 20 years ago. And for all of us to finally see it becoming constructed and operational is just really an incredible experience. One of my favorite memories of this entire process was standing in the BSL-4 lab with Dr. Luis Rodriguez, who I think has been on the show before, and he's the current research leader at Plum Island. But to stand in that lab with him when he saw the lab constructed for the first time and to see his face, because he was the one who was instrumental in the design of the facility, and getting to see his hard work become reality and getting to see the scientists who've been working on this for a really long time see it come to fruition is just a really incredible experience.
So you've had an opportunity to visit the site here at least a couple of occasions?
Yes, it's been, with COVID, it's been a couple years now, but yes, we got to see it probably back in 2020.
Okay, very good. Well, again, we're talking with Dr. Roxanne Matroni, ARS National Program Leader for Animal Health. We've talked about the importance of having NBAF in Kansas before, but since our world is now virtually interconnected, why is location so critical to these partnerships?
So that's a great question. And, I think it goes back to ARS's mission, which is to deliver solutions to global agricultural challenges. And the reality is that we can't accomplish that mission alone and without forming key partnerships, right? We can develop the best vaccines, but we have to have an industry partner that's going to further develop, license, and manufacture that vaccine. We want to attract and hire the world's best scientists, but we aren't an educational institution, so we have to partner with universities to train the best and the brightest and hope that they'll become our scientists one day. We are also really fortunate that many of the diseases that we will study at NBAF do not exist in this country. But we have to form partnerships internationally to develop those collaborations so that we can understand the disease where it occurs and develop vaccines and diagnostics that will work both nationally and internationally. And I think while the virtual world has greatly extended our reach, as we saw with the NBAF symposium earlier last year, I think we can all agree that nothing takes place of the face-to-face interactions and the relationships that you develop when meeting people. And NBAF's central location in the country is going to greatly assist in the development of these key partnerships and make sure that we're interconnected with the animal health corridor and with all of the partners that are in that area.
All right. We're speaking with our guest from the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility here in Manhattan. We're going to take our first break of the program. We'll come back, though, and a little more with Dr. Matroni here in a moment. We'll also continue on with Dr. Burton and Katie Pulaski. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.